Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, howdy, friends and neighbors. Join us in our Prince Albert show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Shake down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back a rug on the floor. Light up your old cob fire. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
What's smoking?
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, dear.
Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoke and joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. If folks down this way could have their druthers and pick out a day in the week that they could have two of instead of one, chances are they'd pick out Saturday, because if every week had an extra Saturday, that'd mean an extra session of the Grand Ole Opry. An extra get-together of all our friends and neighbors from practically every state in the USA, and the best thing of all, a double greeting from that grand old fella, His Honor George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie. We're mighty glad you got back from that fishing trip all right. We missed you, neighbor, although Cousin David Cobb did a right smart job for us. Greetings, friends and neighbors. We extend a great big welcome to everybody in the Grand Ole Opry House and to all who are listening to the Prince Albert Show. Let's start the log rolling now by introducing Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys and girls with a live hill tune called Charming Betsy. Take it away, Roy.
Rich man lives in a fine brick house.
That's me.
Old man do's the same. But Jess lives down in the county jail. It's a brick house just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be come around the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good Lord, remember me.
Now a rich girl rides in a big limousine.
Uh-huh.
Old girl do's the same. But Velma rides on a T-model Ford. She gets there just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be come around the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good Lord, remember me.
Now a rich man sleeps on a nice feather bed.
That's me.
Old man do's the same. But Oswald sleeps on a pallet on the floor. He snoozes just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be come around the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good Lord, remember me.
Hey, how about me?
Wait a minute.
Now a rich man smells like sweet toilet soap.
That's me.
Old man do's the same. But Pap, he smells like a billy goat. He's smelling just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be come around the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good Lord, remember me.
Oh, boy, what a fine start. Pappy, sit down. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is underway. Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys come from dear old Kentucky, a few miles up the road. When it comes to singing hard songs and blues, the boys are in the top bracket. They have a red-hot one for us now, which bears the title of the Columbus Stockade Blues.
Woo!
to town, Bill? Really going to town? Say, Louie, you saw Bill Cunningham from up Wild Horse Creek way, didn't you? He's here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. First time he's been here for months.
No, I haven't seen him yet. What's the news up his way?
Well, he was telling about how a stranger drove up to Luke Burgess's general store and gas pump. Fill her up, he said. Here's my X card. I'm on important business. And Luke comes back with, sorry, mister, I can't let you sign for no credit here. I only sell gas to strangers for cash.
Well, I guess the fella showed his X card. He didn't mean he couldn't write. That was his gas ration card. I guess he didn't know we don't have that gas rationing down here in Tennessee.
Yep, and Luke didn't know about that rationing stuff back east either. But the feller got kind of huffy because Luke thought he couldn't write his own name. What do you think about that?
What happened then, Judge?
Well, Luke's sort of easygoing, you know, so he calmed the feller down, and as a peace offering, he said, here, have smoke.
It was a Prince Albert smoke, I'll bet you.
Sure was. When Luke pulled out the makings, the stranger didn't know what to do with them. He had never rolled his own before.
Well, what happened then?
Well, you know how Prince Albert is crimp cut to spin up smooth and trim in a single roll? And that's just what Luke done. In a flash, he twirled up a mighty pretty cigarette without spilling a smidgen of it.
Well, if that man is like most folks who taste Prince Albert for the first time, I'll bet he found that mild, mellow, tasty smoke a real smoking joy.
He wasn't no different, Louie. Fact is, he was real taken with the idea of rolling his own. Said he'd heard how some fellas could roll them in less than 10 seconds, and doggone if he wasn't going to practice up and amaze the folks when he got back east.
And here's a little prediction I'd like to make to all you roll-your-owners and pipe smokers, too. Besides the things the judge and me have already been talking about, you'll find a special appreciation for PA's mildness. It's no-bite treated by a special process. So, smokers, get that handy red pocket can of Prince Albert now and cut yourself in on the national joy smoke.
Well, well, I'll be dead burned if it isn't Rachel leading her bashful Brother Oswald with a clothesline. Rachel has the worst time with Brother Oswald. He just won't stay hit. What makes you so wild, Ozzy?
Well, Judge, you know I ain't wild. It's just the rest of my family too tame, that's all.
Well, son, see if you can calm down long enough to help Rachel sing that little ditty called Late Last Night, My Willie Came Home. Shame on you, Willie.
Well, I was late too, Judge.
Is the trading post for American folk music. We welcome back to our show tonight a member of our cast who's been away for several weeks, a country girl from Grinders Switch, Tennessee. She's going to sing in a minute or two, but first we want to hear what's been going on out at Grinder Switch for the past few weeks. Miss Minnie Pearl, step right on out here. We're mighty glad to see you.
Howdy. I'm just so proud to be here. I'm just so proud I could come. Well, so I'll tell you now. While I was away so long in the hospital, I've been figuring on letting Brother come up and take my place. He could have did it all right. He's smart enough, too. Why, he's just real bright. That there sort of runs in our family. But he could have did it all right, but he's just a sparing of words. He just don't never talk hardly at all, you might say. But I wanted to tell y'all about my 4th of July picnic out there at Grinder's. Oh, we had the nicest time I've ever had. Well, sir, we all a star. I reckon there's folks are from everywhere. There's are from as far away as Toddy's Bend and Phillips Crossing. All of them was there. And, sir, had more contests. Well, Brother, he was there, too. And, sir, first of all, we had the hog calling contest. Well, you know Brother's right in there. And, sir, there's a feller got up there, and he's a calling hogs. And he called hogs so loud that there's a feller over in Lewis County, that's ours next to Hickman County where Grinder Switch is. Well, sir, there's a feller over in Lewis County, and that feller's calling hogs so loud that he had to chase a sound 5 pigs clean a mile and a half just heading for Grinder's 50 kids. Lord, that feller's calling hogs. And then Brother got up. Well, sir, Brother called hogs so pleasing like. Just got up there and just called hogs so pretty. There's a feller standing right down by the judge's stand, and Brother's calling hogs so pretty, a barbecue sandwich jumped clean out of the man's hand. Well, sir, though, I'll tell you, the next contest ahead is a 3-legged contest. Well, Brother's right there for that. And so he'd have been all right if he hadn't gotten all mixed up and turned around backwards-like and went backwards the whole way just hard as he could go. Well, we had a time getting him untangled. But the most fun of all was the ball game. Oh, that's the best time for ball game. Brother's there, too. Brother's playing. He was in the right field. Most of the time, he's in the wrong field, though. Well, sir, he's out there in the right field, and there's a ball coming clean at Brother, just fit to kill, and Brother's standing there just big as life and twice as natural. Well, sir, he's standing there, and that there ball just a-coming toward him hard as it could come, and Brother just a-standing there. All of a sudden, Brother's mind kind of wandered. That runs in our family, too. Well, sir, his mind kind of wandered, and he kind of looked off it as a city gal over our visiting Seth Jones, and Brother kind of let his gaze wander over to the city gal, and, sir, when he done it, Brother kept a staring and the ball kept a coming. And all of a sudden that ball popped Brother right in the head and bounced clean over in Al Fisher's cow pasture for a home run. Well, sir, we like to die, but nobody cared if they lost in the contest, but they's awful proud when they won because we had war stamps for the prizes and every feller was trying to get all the war stamps he could. Well, I'm gonna sing now. I ain't sing out there and called You Are My Sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy. If you will only say, but if you leave me for another, you'll regret it all someday.
Mighty pretty Minnie Pearl, we're so glad to have you back on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Well, the Grand Ole Opry is going on its way rejoicing. Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys form a quartet now to give us a very popular sacred number entitled, He'll Set Your Fields on Fire.
There's a call that rings for the one that sings to those now gone astray. Sing, come, ye men, and your old house in there. fortune's held her tight. Be assured, my friend, if you're still up and you can set your wheels on fire.
If you don't from sin
retire,
you will set your field on fire.
Wherever
Jesus keeps us all, and in death you
soul must fall.
And my friend, if guilt
is done,
rejoice in the heavenly
choir, and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets his world on fire. Rejoice as trusted in his grace. You have blushed with sin as he knocks within, but still you hide your face from the blessed Lord and his own true word. But still you say retire. Lead a downward back and do not his wrath, for you set your fields on fire.
If you go from sin, retire,
he will set your fields on fire.
I sure got a taste of what it means to have a cool, smoking Prince Albert.
Well, how's that, Pap?
Well, when I was walking over to the crossroads to come into town, I sure did get hot.
How come you to be walking over to the crossroads, Pap?
Well, in order to save tires. All us fellas out our way have got a carpool. And there I was, all dressed up, walking down to catch my ride. Man, I sure was sizzling. Then when I lit up a smoke, I noticed how cool PA was by contrast.
And by contrast with the other tobacco, Pap, Prince Albert is just as cool. To be exact, in recent laboratory smoking bowl test, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other, the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all. Take a tip from Pap, men, for a cooler smoke and one that's got real smoking pleasure all the way around, get Prince Albert. Yep, get a handy red pocket can now.
We'll have a hoedown now by Mac Begar, our Kentucky coal miner, who will be joined by the Tennessee Mountaineers. This hoedown is just as American as the Battle of Bunker Hill. In fact, it's the great granddaddy of most of the square dances that we've been reviving during the past few years right here on the Grand Ole Opry. It's Turkey in the Straw. All right, Mac. Did you say was smoking?
Oh, Judge, it's Prince Albert smoking.
Roy Acuff, leader of the Smoky Mountain Boys and Girls from East Tennessee, is doing a big job in the American folk music field right here on the Grand Ole Opry. He has a beautiful heart song for us now entitled I Called and Nobody Answered.
I wandered again to my old cabin home, and a call for the loved ones I wanted to see. As I waited, the voice that would bid me come in, but nobody answered me. I called and I called. like I oft had before. But nobody answered me. My thoughts all turned back to the long, long ago, to the scenes of my childhood, so happy and free. Like the prodigal son, I wandered back home, but nobody answered me. I looked here and there, I looked everywhere, and I called, oh mother, where can you be? I called and I called, but alas, she had gone, and nobody answered me. Then I turned away from that dear little home. No more I thought perhaps would I see, but as I turned to go, I called then once more, but nobody answered me. I called and I called, but nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, like I oft had before. But nobody answered me.
Very nice. Very, very nice, Roy. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. And now our friend Louis Buck has a special announcement for us.
The four camel caravans will visit 24 camps during the coming week, including Fort Revere, Massachusetts, Camp Elliott Marine Base, California, the Naval Hospital at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and Fort Sheridan, Illinois. The plants that make our planes and ships and guns and shells are facing a serious shortage of materials. Scrap iron, copper, brass, zinc, aluminum, lead, and rubber. Almost every farm or ranch or home has old junk that is essential to keeping our war plants running at top speed. Discarded farm implements, jitney cars, wagon fittings, chains, ash cans, garbage pails, wood or coal kitchen stoves, old bathtubs, flat irons, refrigerators, radiators, washing machines, kitchen sinks, lamp bulbs, garden hose, rubber hip boots, galoshes, rags, manila rope, burlap bags.
What makes this old junk so valuable, Louis?
Why, there's enough copper and brass in one vacuum cleaner to make 31,000 30-caliber cartridges or 100 rifles. There's enough lead in one old battery to make 3 anti-aircraft guns or 29 tank guns. Idle scrap may lose this scrap, but salvage scrap can help win it.
What does the government want folks to do with this old junk, Louis?
Well, collecting it isn't enough. Folks must get their collections of scrap into the hands of junk dealers. Sell them to junk dealers or donate them to community collection depots or charities. But the important thing is to get it off farms and ranches, out of homes and garages, to the collection centers, which are junk dealers or salvage committees. Bring in a load every time you come to town.
Okay, Louis, thanks a lot.
Judge, did you notice Ty Robbins out there square dancing like he didn't have a trouble in the world?
Well, maybe he don't have no troubles, Roy.
Listen, Judge, Ty Robbins has got more trouble than any man in 6 counties.
What's bothering him?
Well, his 2 boys are in the army. His girl's gone to the city and got herself a job in a war plant. His hard man quit to join up, and on top of that, Tig's a widower.
So Tig hadn't got anyone to help him with the work, is that it?
Yep. And then there's this Victory Garden business. Tig says he used to make it a rule to never plant more garden than his wife could take care of. But now he ain't got a wife, and the government wants him to make more garden than ever.
Guess that does keep Tig kind of skedaddling, Roy.
Yep, from sun up till way after sunset. Then when he does quit work, he comes into an empty house. It's powerful lonesome for him, but Tig says he sure is grateful for the one friend he's got left.
Who's that, Roy?
Why, that friend is Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. After supper, Tig lays in the hammock out on the front porch. He lights up his pipe and he says it's mighty comforting, too.
Well, Prince Albert sure is that. Why, the mild, mellow, rich tastiness of Prince Albert's choice tobacco warms the cockles of your heart. It's comforting, too, because the no-bite treatment takes all the harshness out.
And Tig says he appreciates P.A. during the day, too, when he rolls his own.
Well, I should think he would. Busy as Tig is, he ain't got no time to be fooling with tobacco that don't roll quick and easy. P.A.'s crimp cut gives you a smooth, even-drawing smoke in one roll. It stays packed, too, so you don't even have to twist the ends.
You're doing all right there, Judge. About the only thing left for me to say is that P.A. can be the best friend of any man.
Let's have a little bit of Ida Red, Roy. Neighbors, the clock's got us. We're mighty sorry to have to leave you. It's been swell having you with us. If you want to forget your troubles for a little spell, tune in on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night at this time. And men, you'll never go wrong in the smoking line if you use Prince Albert, the national joy smoke. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, and let's all keep smiling. Oswald, what's smoking?
Yeah! Oh, Judge, Prince Albert's smoking, yeah!
This program has come to you from Nashville. This is the National Broadcasting Company.